Simon Kuf Einwurf. Hilches Dvor Managim Suda. Simon Kuf Einwurf. Shapas Poiter is a parperes. Bread exempts the parperes. It's short Simon in Shulchanoch. Bread patters parperes. Very good. Some people learn Boches very well. Mishnah is Boches. Yeah, so bread patters parperes. Now, what is parperes exactly? The truth is, a bit of a machloikus, what parperes is exactly. Shulchan Aruch learns as follows. The scenario is, Bech ala pas, a person made a bracha on bread. Poita es a parperes, it will exempt the parperes during the meal, eaten during the meal. What is exactly parperes? Shulchan Aruch says, parperes is the following. It's a machlokes. But Shulchan Aruch learns, Dehainu, perure pas, crumbs of bread, dak, very thin. Shedipkom, which were sticking together, im morok, through soup, or itvash, or honey. It's a kind of bread crumbs, which is sticking together by some soup or some honey. And that's the way you are enjoying these bread crumbs. Must be quite nice. Can you picture it? No. I'm not sure. Something breadcrumbs that
stuck together,
honey or something sweet. We don't have anything, but it must be quite tasty because it seems to be quite a common food. So it must have been okay. So you don't have to make it. You don't have to make a special broch on the papers in the middle of the meal. Why? Because you made hamotzi initially. You exempt that. What about the other round? Because papers can also be eaten as an appetizer. So what happens if you have papers as a first course, and then afterwards you're going to have a main course, which is bread, and only you're going to wash and do a mutzi then. So if you have papers, this appetizer, loy pota, you have no exempt as a pass the bread. Ber says the Rama. It's also part of the Mishnah in Brachas. Bechala paperes, if you made a bracha on paperes, poiter maise kadeiro, and you afterwards you have a dish, a main dish, shudaisev chioitzeboy, which is a porridge kind of food, which bracha is also the same bracha, it's also mezoinus. So if you've had paperes, which is mezoinus, and afterwards you have a dish of porridge, which is also mezoinus, you don't have to make a new bracha on the porridge. You can rely on the same bominim mezonos. V'chein and similarly in berech maase kadeiro, if you had a mezonos dish earlier, you can all the poiters and papers, you've exempted papers that you're eating later on. Both are mezonos. One bracha patas both of them. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah now goes into a very, very interesting and important question. In Mishnah Berurah Cotton Base explains the following. The way is to bring those paperes, these paperes are brought before the meal, letanuk, for enjoyment, or to bring about appetite. These paperes are very tasty and they're also they bring about the sense of appetite and hunger. So they're brought before the meal as an appetizer. V'loy poteres hapas, and it will not exempt the bread. So you have those paperes, you still need to make hamotzi. Why? V'loy poteres hapas, you didn't exempt the bread. Kivan the b'ikosan berim in mezonos, since the broch papers is berim in mezonos, you will need to make hamotzi on the bread. It won't exempt it. Because of the Shutta Mekubetzes, and the Shutta Mekubetzes says, Sha'af im kivim feresh lifto leman, even if you had a specific intention to patter the bread, it won't help. Why? Because a mezoinus can never patter a bread. Full stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to go into a fascinating and important question. What happens if you make a brocha on a mezoinus? And this will lead shortly after the mezoinus, you will go and wash for hamotzi. Or you have an appetizer, which is fruit. After having done that, you're going to go and wash and you have hamotzi. What is the rule? When do you need to make brocha achoyne? Again, Shulchan Aruch is talking about parperes question. You have parperes before the meal, You need to make a mezoinis. You wash afterwards, you can make hamotzi. We all understand that. What happens though, with regards to bracha achrayna? Not bracha shel, bracha achrayna. Under which circumstances, what is the rule? When do you have a mezoinis before the meal, or eight before the meal? You go and wash. When do you need, before the washing, before you're going to have the main meal, before you wash, when do you need to make bracha achrayna? What is the rule? Now this is extremely relevant. When is it relevant? When is it relevant? When do you eat something before you wash? When do you have a mezonis before you wash? Kiddush. Kiddush on Shabbos day. Some of us will have make a mezonis on Kiddush. And then afterwards, you're going to go and you're going to wash. When do you need to make bracha achrayna? What is the rule of thumb? What happens if you have as a first course, otherwise, any other cases? Well, that's a quite an important case, yeah. If it does not complement the meal, you should make bracha achrayna. Okay. Mizmilin Tainas, if it does not complement the meal, if it's two separate units, then you're going to make mezonis, you're going to make bracha achrayna, and then after you're going to go and wash. Any other opinions? Yeah.
It's not chiyuv to make bracha achrayna before you wash, because you're having the mighty now doesn't mean you have to finish eating whatever it is that you were eating before.
Oh, you're saying that if you're continuing, then
even if you're not continuing.
If you're not continuing, you could argue it's
you're still eating something.
Yeah, but who says it's the same? Who says it's this? It's who said?
72 minutes.
Well. 1 second. The 72 minutes is a sheer ikul, which is about how long you can make a bracha. But I'm talking about lechatchil over here. When is it that it's considered? Maybe it's a different bracha. Maybe it's, who says the hazon, the benching that I'm going to do at the end of the meal? Who says it's going to cover that as well? Who says? Pardon? Not necessarily.
So are there examples of foods that wouldn't be covered by...
We'll see now. Mishnah Berurah will go into detail. Says the Mishnah Berurah, really important shtickle over here. V'le'inyin bracha achrayna, with regards to bracha achrayna, im ochron rak letainuk, if a person ate this appetizer only for pleasure, or to fill himself slightly, to still his hunger to some limited extent, yes, you will need to make bracha achrayna. You will. If you forgot, you're up to benching hazon now, but the evet. But the Eved, because I wasn't put to come in Mizonis, you'll exempt with Hazon everything that you ate before that. But the Eved, that is. So he says, it depends very much in what format was he eating, what was he eaten. Well, yeah, this appetizer, if that was, the Loshon of the Mishnah Berurah is, if it was eaten for pleasure, or to still the hunger to some extent, but it was a separate, entirely separate unit. It was a pleasurable kind of appetizer, or you still some of the hunger, then you can make bracha achrayna. If you don't, okay, fine, so benching will part of it. But you should really, ideally, you should make bracha achrayna on it. Some say, some disagree and say, hold on here. Are you going to have any mezonis food during the meal? Are you going to have any mezonis food? It doesn't need to be paperas. But will you have any mezonis foods in the meal? If the answer is yes, then it's considered one long extended eating. So it's fine. If you're having any mezonis food in the middle of the meal, it's fine. You don't have to make bracha achrayna. You can just go and wash, and the hazon at the end will part of it all. You need to have specific intention during benching. So, Rabbi Sa, it's not so poshut. We have to appreciate and recognize that occasionally it's not so poshut that you can just go and wash and eat and bench, because sometimes the first course that you had, or the kiddush that you had, that sometimes it requires So what is the difference? Well, let's talk about Kiddush on Shabbos day. Would you make as far as it looks like at this point? Would you make a Bochan Choyna? Would you make an Amichya? An Amichya, be quiet. An Amichya, be quiet. An Amichya? An Amichya? An Amichya? So, he says, if you carry on having a Mezonis during the meal, you could argue that it's all part because you're having Mezonis in the middle of the meal, it's called one verschleppte Zach. One verschleppte meal. You started having cakes in the middle of, before that. You don't need to make bracha choyna because in the middle of the meal, you're going to carry on some mizonis you're going to have during the meal. So although it may be a different type of mizonis altogether, you're not having cake in the middle of the meal, but it's still going to be continued one extended achila, and you won't make bracha choyna. But more importantly, the bialocha now goes as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says in the following now. What's lekach kichlech? Kichlech. Yeah, lekach kichlech. Any mezonis type of food. It's better yet not to say brocha achoina on that. Why? Before the meal. Only bench on it. Benching has on. And even more so, if you're having any of that during the meal, certainly should not make ala mikha. Who will vikas boy in a mizonis, Mishmavach koi masuda boy take a moisom. And any mizonis that you can make before the meal is going to cover all of it, even he said during the meal. Lekul armen istorim akul vikas amozn. Why? Because it's all included in the meal. So the bialocha says that if you're having the same food, like lekach kichlech, what he calls lekach kichlech, lekach kichlech, You should, if you're having any of that during the meal, you should dafka not make alamichya. You should have intention the azon, the birkas hamazon later on, she will cover everything that you had even before washing. The shinui mokum will be later simon. That's the one for next week mitshema about shinui mokum, and that will indeed be a problem, especially because if it's not yet. So the answer is certainly that one should then make alamichya. Yeah. Yeah. If it's Shinui Mokum, yeah. Now, there's another point as well, which must be mentioned as well. The Bialocha speaks about it. I just feel it's important to mention that. With regards to a person having mizonis before a meal and then runs into a meal, even if he doesn't have any of that cake or that mizonis, or any mizonis at all, in fact, during the meal, the Bialocha says it depends a bit what you're eating before washing. Because it's said that very often you can eat something which is a machloikas. Do you remember the machloikas about Pasa Baba Kisdin? The three opinions what Pasa Baba Kisdin is? He says that it's not so poshut. He said that do you remember that if something is not categorized as a Pasa Baba Kisdin, what is the bracha that it requires then? You need to wash and bench on it. Yeah, if it's not one of the three categories, it's a passable bekisnin is a kula. If it's not passable bekisnin, if it's not defined as a passable bekisnin, it's going to be paskomo. Therefore, the cheshbon works out as follows. The cheshbon works out, if something is a passable bekisnin and you're eating, so really the fact that we're making ala michyo is only according to some opinions. According to many opinions, actually you need to bench on it. You need to mention it. Passover kisnin is some element of pas. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says that you're better off not making an amichya because it's a kula, and you can rely lechatchila. You should rely lechatchila on the benching you're doing later, because the benching at the end is certainly a kula. Kula des will be okay, will covering the passover kisnin that you said earlier, that you ate earlier. Does that make sense? Yeah. He said because passover kisnin is a shayla in its own, therefore you should rely on the birkas hamazon later. Good. Okay. Rabbi Sai, Simon Kof Ein Zain, is the Shaila of what is exactly this rule that even our three-year-old kids are aware of, that anything that once you have washed, what's the rule? Once you have washed, that's true as well, though. Yeah. Well, everything's included, that's right. That once you have washed, everything's included. Why is that? What's this magic of washing? What's the magic of washing? Pardon? What's the magic of washing? Why is that? So the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that it's not really like that. It's not mamash like that. It's not accurate to say that. It's not precise. It's not true. When you wash, you can really eat, you really don't have to make ever a bracha again. Yeah.
Oh,
very good. So the dessert is taka. You're right. Dessert brings us a raya. Dessert is a proof that it's not mama's true to say that. It's not just every once you've washed, everything is included. It doesn't go like that. Dessert is a proof. Okay, so what is exactly a rule? What is a rule? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Dvarim aboim b'soi chasuda v'achasuda. Foods that are eaten during the meal and after the meal. Matinam atzalach uvo hei seifim. Dvarim aboim b'soi chasuda. Foods that are eaten in the middle of the meal. Now, im hem dvarim aboim machmas asuda. If there are foods haboim which come machmas asuda because of the meal, the hainu, i.e., dvorim shederech likvoy asud aleihem, these foods are normally fixed and usually eaten, lelafez boemes apas, to accompany the bread. These are foods that are there that you normally eating them to accompany the bread. Kugoin, such as, what would you have given as an example? Which foods accompany bread? What food normally accompany bread? Accompany bread. What would you have said? That you don't make a bracha on them because you have exempted them through the bread. Yeah. They accompany bread. What kind of food? Mezoinus. Mezoinus. Any other examples? Dips. I would have thought it probably talks about dips. You don't make a bracha on the dip because it's accompanying the bread. Or anything else? Anything else? Well, what accompanies bread? Shulchan Aruch says, "Kegoin basar, such as meat. Meat accompanies bread." Yeah, is that what you said? Meat accompanies bread. It's interesting. Is that how you define meat nowadays? That meat is, you're eating meat to accompany the challah? Pardon? Beef burger, yeah. Beef burger we can hear. Yeah, but it's mamash in line with that, yeah. Basar vedogim, fish accompanies bread. Uveitzim, eggs accompany bread. Virokois, vegetables accompany bread. Vigvino, cheese accompany bread. That's the only one I can really, really understand is the cheese. Vedaisa, and any porridges. Umine meluchim, and any salty fish. They are all eaten generally to accompany bread. It definitely teaches us quite a lot about the eating culture, what the importance of bread and the way it was eaten in the Mishnah in the Shulchan Aruch times. Afilu oichlam beloy pas, even if you're not eating them, literally eating them together with the bread, ein tonim bracha lifnehem, you will not need to make a bracha for them. The birkas hamoitzi, because the bracha of hamoitzi, poitarton, is patas them. V'doylachayam, and you won't need to make a bracha after them. Because I wasn't put out on, because the boch of Hazon, because I wasn't will part of them. However, if there are foods which are not eaten because of the meal, they're not accompanying the hainu, such as, you're not normally eating them, to accompany the bread, such as, kugoin, te'enim, figs and novim, grapes, kolimine peiros, any fruits. Im oichlim oisom beloy pas, if you're eating them without bread, tunim bracha lifnehem, one must make a bracha beforehand. The birkas hamoitzi eno potato, the bracha of hamoitzi doesn't pater them. It doesn't pater, but it's not, hamoitzi is not a magic rule. You make hamoitzi, everything is included. You can eat now anything you want. It doesn't go like that. These foods will not be included. Hamoitzi, the lav meikra sudeim, it's not part of the main meal. Ve'enom tuni bracha lacheyem, and they will not need the bracha after that, the kevin shabob b'sei chasud, because ultimately you ate them in the middle of the meal. Birkas hamoitzi potarton, the hazon will part of them. Stop here for a minute because it's really, really a key words in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is defining now and here what is it that Hamoitzi covers. And the words of the Shulchan Aruch is anything that accompanies bread is exempt. If it accompanies bread, you don't make a bracha. If it does not accompany bread, it's not something that accompanies bread, you don't need to make a bracha on it. Examples given: fish accompanies bread, meat accompanies bread, Vegetable accompanies bread. Egg and cheese accompany bread. You don't make a bracha. However, fruit doesn't accompany bread. And grapes doesn't accompany bread. You'll have to make a bracha on that. Now, what would we do with that? What would we do? How do we make... what do we do with that? What do we do with this? What do we do with this? How does that make sense to you? What would you say? Yerokos. Would it be part of Yerokos? You would be part of Yerokos. Yeah.
Nowadays, probably, definitely it wouldn't have been, obviously, in that time. It's quite common to have banana sandwiches.
Yeah. So if it's a spread, the truth is, if it's a spread, then it's for sure going to be considered accompanying the bread, and it's certainly included in the hamotzi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The question is, whether what the Mechaber is doing is observing how cultural mores were at the time and reporting back, this is what people do.
Yeah.
Or is it more of a halakhic chiyuv? This is like a definition of...
Such a nice chakir, the way you're putting it, beautiful how you're putting it. So the Bialocha is going to answer your question, and that's really the Yesoid. The Bialocha is putting us in the right, that's right. Very good. Say that again? The right freedom man, absolutely. Because Bialocha is telling us over here what is going on. So he's quoting in the Lafayz Boim is a pass. I'm betoisves with Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina, ve'arosh. Tu adin, similarly, advorim, these are the essential words of the simon. Shein dech lafes boim apas. Forget about accompanying bread. Forget about that, says the Bialocha. That's not really what he means. Nothing to do with accompanying bread. Rather, what is the essential point? Yak sheboim le mozoin vele soiva. These are the two key words. Things you're eating le mozoin for food for satisfaction, when it's boya, and yeah, for to be full, to be satisfied. Gam kein, similarly, bichlal dvorim aboim machmas asuda. It's also included in the context of aboim machmas asuda. And the mechab shulchan aruch was very short in these words over here. So, Baruch Hashem, we've got Bialocha to help us out over here. He puts us in Naftali's words in the right frame of mind. Because what happens over here, the Bialocha says that actually these examples are only examples which are relevant in that particular time. It's not about meat, and it's not about fish, and it's not about beitzim and yirokos. It's just examples. Because really what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that things which you're eating, lesoiva velemozoin, things you're eating to fill yourself up. You're hungry, you're eating this to fill yourself up. That is what is included in the hamotzi. Beautiful gather. These words are the key words in the Bialoch over here. It's what you're eating to be satisfied. To be full. That's what when you're making a bracha. So what does that teach us? However, what is implied in that?
Extra curriculum
is not included. Absolutely. Yeah, extra curriculum is certainly not included. Yeah, everything that is not for mozen v'soiva, you're going to make a bracha on. Whether it's a first course or a dessert. But dessert, we'll speak about dessert stuff because that's not so posh yet. We have to get back to desserts. It's not posh at all. But we have to appreciate this geder, this definition, this beautiful, lichtige geder in the Bialocha. Le mozen v'lezoiva. So that means that if you're eating fish because you're hungry, so you won't make a bracha on it. It's included in the bread. So accompanying bread is not really the point. It's not really the point that it's accompanying bread. It's not really the point. The point is, extended than that, beyond that, is that if you're heating it to fill yourself up, you're not going to make a bracha. Yeah. So you're saying that if you're eating it in the middle of the meal, yeah, why is it included? Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. Very, very good question, because it looks like from the Mishnah Mosif cotton base that papers is one of those foods you can eat in either, for depends on what your agenda is. You could either be an appetizer or it can be to fill yourself up. It sounds like from the Loshne Bialocha base in Mishnah Mosif that it can be eaten either, but it's the whole is very good. It's only to look at. Oh, it's an appetizer. Yeah. Good question. Yeah, good question. It's a bit similar to the nuts. What about the nuts? What about the nuts? Yeah. But that's right. But what happens if somebody has in the middle of the meal? Does anybody do that? In the meal you have, you gnash a bit of nuts. Could that be done? Croutons. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that we have to just appreciate this ged over here. Are you eating it? Is this lesoiva or is it le mozum lesoiva or not? I want to point out over here again the Mishnah Bosef Cotton Aleph that also brings out this nekuda. The porridge. Shavshi avov enu melafes b'mem abaz nechol b'fnei atzmo. Mikol mokem, these are the words I want to read. Kim shebaz lehaspia. Since it comes to fill yourself, to give you that feeling of satisfaction, ikas suude, it's part of the main suda. When it fell, it's la pas, and it's a side dish to the bread. Fuadin, and similarly, kol min itavshilin, all the dishes, arigil lovoi b'sech hasuda, l'sech suda's pas. Anything that is eaten in a meal to give you that satisfaction, that will be included in ha moitzi. Not all the foods. I mean, certainly fruits is often given as an appetizer. And what else? Given as an appetizer. You're not eating this as to fill yourself. It's not. So Mishavu speaks about fruit as a first course. Mishavu speaks about fruit in the first course. He says, that's not there to fill you.
So what you say, you'd
actually say... Mishavu speaks about it, yeah? It could very well be that you do. Yeah. Good, okay, so we'll speak more about that tomorrow, Mitz Hashem. To recap what we covered, we spoke about Bechal HaPas, you're part of the Paperes. If Paperes, the definition of Paperes HaPas is if you've got bread, which is crumbs of bread, which are sticking through honey or soup. If you made the Broch on Paperes, you didn't exempt the Pas, you have to make a Broch on the bread. We learned about definition of Dorim HaBoyim B'Sei Chasuda, which is the Shulchan Aruch definition to accompany the bread. We learned to be halacha learns that it's lemozum v'lisoiva. If it's something which is not eaten to accompany the bread, Shulchan Aruch says you're going to make a separate bracha on that. So that's for tonight, then we'll speak more tomorrow. Be'ezer Hashem.